Hello, everyone. Penny Hill here with Infection Prevention and Employee Health at San Juan Regional. I wanted to talk to you today about the COVID vaccinations, particularly the need for boosters. This pandemic feels like a roller coaster ride to me. Just when we think we're protected by having our primary series of vaccines, we find out that our immunity has lowered or waned after 6 months, and we need yet another vaccine to boost us back up to a protective level of immunity and get us back over the next big roller coaster hill. On December 2nd, the New Mexico Department of Health updated the public health order and now requires all healthcare personnel to obtain a COVID vaccine booster by January 17th, 2022, or within 4 weeks of being eligible for the vaccines. For those who receive the J&J vaccine, you are eligible for a booster vaccine 2 months after your original vaccine. For those who received the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines, you are eligible for a booster after 6 months from your second vaccine. If you have already received your booster vaccine, please send your documentation to the vaccine@sjrmc.net email address. Part of the challenge set forth by the public health order includes accurate record keeping of all employees' COVID vaccine status. Vaccine waivers for disability, medical, or religious reasons continue as before. Pfizer and Moderna booster vaccines are available now. See the numbers posted on the intranet for an appointment. The J&J vaccines are available at many retail pharmacies as well. We've heard a little bit about mix and matching the booster vaccines. Studies have shown that you can stay with your primary vaccine series brand or get another brand as a booster. Some evidence shows good immune response with a mixture of the J&J primary vaccine and either the Pfizer or Moderna vaccines as a booster due to the different mechanisms of action with each vaccine. The COVID virus is in survival mode right now by creating mutations that allow it to continue to spread unchecked, unfortunately. Concerning is the newest Omicron variant, which seems to spread very easily from person to person. Preliminary studies show that some evidence that individuals who received a booster vaccine in addition to their primary series have some protection from this new strain. But the data is just not there yet, and we'll learn more in the next few weeks about Omicron. Let's look more closely at the role of the booster doses for the COVID vaccines. A booster dose is a dose of vaccine given after the protection provided by the original series of vaccines has naturally started to wane. The booster is designed to help maintain a level of immunity for a longer period of time, much like boosters for childhood illnesses like measles, chickenpox, tetanus, or diphtheria that are given in a primary series of vaccines and then boosted a few years later in order to achieve that longer-lasting immunity. Boosters also allow for minor changes to be made in the vaccine formulary in order to respond to the new circulating variants or strains, similar to the annual flu vaccines that have minor changes made to the contents to reflect that year's circulating flu strains. One of the really good things about the mRNA technology with the Pfizer and Moderna vaccine use, it's easy to change them up and match the variants if needed, so they can be quickly produced in large numbers and changed up as needed. If we look at our own data, we've seen many employees who had completed their original vaccine series but had not yet had their booster vaccines, and then had an exposure to a family or household member and developed COVID. If we think about household exposures, they are really high risk because really none of us wear our masks at home or around our close circle of family, so the virus can be easily spread. We don't see this happening much with those who have had their booster at least 1 week prior to a new exposure. They seem to be protected. An interesting statistic for those employees who are exempt and are not vaccinated, as of today, 32% of that group now have had COVID. No COVID vaccine is like going out in a snowstorm without a jacket or gloves. You will get extremely cold and possibly have serious effects to your health. If you're wearing a lightweight jacket, like getting your primary series but no booster, you may get seriously cold, but you may not have the ill health effects. If you're wearing a warm, insulated jacket and gloves, like having your primary vaccine and your booster, you are well protected to weather the storm. As Omicron spreads across the U.S., please continue to be vigilant about wearing your masks at work and in the public, especially when indoors. Maintain a distance from all others, at least 6 feet, and wash your hands often. I'm concerned about the number of people in the indoor places not wearing masks as we head into the holidays. Please protect yourself and your loved ones from this devastating illness by following COVID-safe practices at all times. I wish you all a safe and happy holiday with your families. We hope to put the pandemic behind us this next year, and getting your boosters to stop the spread of COVID is a step in the right direction. Thank you.